you're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our series on the Trinity by looking at the distinction of persons within the Godhead. The Father is not the Son is not the Spirit, and the Spirit is not the Father, yet all are fully and eternally God. Our key verse for today comes from Luke chapter 3, verse 22, which says, "And the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, 'You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased.'" And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. So far this week, we have established two key truths. First, there is one God in essence. God is one. Second, this one God eternally exists as three persons. But today, we need to look closely at something that many people either blur together or completely misunderstand: the distinctions within the Trinity. Because while the Father, Son, and Spirit are united in one essence, they are not interchangeable. The Father is not the Son. The Son is not the Spirit. And the Spirit is not the Father. Each is fully God, yet distinct in personhood. And this is not a minor detail. It's the difference between truth and error. So let's start with our key verse in Luke chapter 3, verse 22. At the baptism of Jesus, we see all three persons of the Trinity active at once. The Son is baptized in the Jordan River. The Spirit descends upon him in bodily form like a dove. And the Father's voice thunders from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. In you, I am well pleased." This moment explodes the idea of modalism, the false teaching that says that God is just one person who shows up in three different modes or roles. No. Here we see the Father, the Son, and the Spirit operating simultaneously, distinctly, yet in perfect harmony. So the Father is not the Son. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 2 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Now the Son is the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." That's unity and distinction in the same breath. In John chapter 17, verse 24, Jesus prays, "Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world." The Son speaks to the Father, two persons, one essence. Eternal relationship, not a temporary role, not a costume change. And the Son is not the Spirit. In John chapter 14, verse 16 through 17, Jesus tells his disciples, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, so that he may be with you forever. The helper is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you." Jesus is not sending himself. He is asking the Father to send another helper. That word "another" in Greek, allos, means another of the same kind. The Spirit is distinct from Jesus, yet equal in divinity. And the Spirit is not the Father. In John chapter 15, verse 26, it says, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, namely the Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father, he will testify about me. Notice the roles. The Father sends, the Son commissions, and the Spirit testifies. Distinct, yet never divided. Now you might wonder, okay, Jeff, why does this matter? Isn't it enough to know God is one? But it matters because the gospel depends on it. If the Father and Son are the same person, then the Father didn't really send his Son to die for us. And that means that the cross becomes nothing more than God talking to himself. If the Spirit is just another name for the Son, then Pentecost was a charade, Jesus pretending to be someone else. But Scripture reveals something greater. The Father sends, the Son accomplishes, the Spirit applies. Each person distinct, each person active, all working together in perfect unity. So here are some examples of all three at work. We have in Luke chapter 1, verse 35, the incarnation. It says, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. For that reason, also the Holy Child will be called the Son of God." The Father sends, the Spirit conceives, the Son takes on flesh. We see the resurrection in Romans chapter 6, verse 4, which says the Father raised Jesus. And John chapter 10, verse 18 says Jesus had authority to take up his life again. Romans chapter 8, verse 11 says the Spirit raised him. So which is it? And the answer? All three, working distinctly yet in perfect agreement. Now we also see salvation. The Father chooses the Son and redeems. The Spirit seals. We see this in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. Now, do you see the beauty of this? Each person glorifying the other, never competing, always complementing. And this is why heresies throughout history have been so dangerous. Modalism says that God is one person who just changes masks. Sometimes he's the Father, sometimes he's the Son, sometimes he's the Spirit. But that denies the eternal relationship that we see in Scripture. Then there's Arianism, which says that the Son is a created being, not equal with the Father, and that strips Christ of his deity and guts the gospel. Then we have partialism, which says that the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are each one third of God. But the Bible shows that each is fully God. If you distort the distinctions, you distort the gospel. So understanding the distinctions of the Trinity changes how you walk with God. When you pray, you are speaking to your Father in heaven who loves you. You come in the name of Jesus, who opened the way through his death and resurrection. And the Spirit helps you. He intercedes for you and he empowers you. That means that your prayer life is not just sending words into the sky. It's fellowship with the living God in his fullness. It also changes how you worship. You can thank the Father for his love, adore the Son for his sacrifice, and honor the Spirit for his presence, all without dividing your worship, because all three are one God. So today, I want to challenge you to spend time addressing each person of the Trinity in prayer. Thank the Father for adopting you. Thank the Son for redeeming you, and thank the Spirit for sealing you. Let your worship reflect the distinctions of the Godhead, even as you honor the unity of his being. Now, tomorrow, we are going to look at the Trinity in redemption, how the Father's plans, the Son accomplishes, and the Spirit applies salvation in our lives. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, please visit the link tree in the podcast description. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.